Hello and welcome to 90 Years Strong, the Monroe College Story, where we dive into the rich tapestry of the Monroe College legacy. Join us as we uncover the inspiring journeys, remarkable achievements, and transformative experiences of students, faculty, and alumni across the decades. From the challenges faced to the triumphs celebrated, each episode will paint a vivid picture of resilience, growth, and the unwavering spirit that has made Monroe College an educational powerhouse. This podcast embodies the spirit of being 90 years strong in academic excellence. So get ready to be inspired, educated, and motivated.
Welcome back to another segment of 90 Years Strong, the Monroe College Story. I'm Anne-Marie Ferguson, the Executive Director of the Monroe Foundation. Thank you for joining us. Our very own President Emeritus, Stephen Jerome, and his lovely wife, Leslie Jerome, who is the Director of Alumni Relations at Monroe, made a special trip to Florida to meet with Miss Marilyn Korfman, who was a former teacher at Monroe in the very early years of the college's establishment. Marilyn shares her experiences from over seven decades ago, working at the college beginning in 1951. Against the backdrop of World War II, Monroe emerged as a beacon of hope and opportunity, providing education and support to a generation of veterans seeking to rebuild their lives. From teaching shorthand and typing to navigating the complexities of post-war education, Marilyn's stories resonate with the spirit and perseverance that defined Monroe's early years. As the conversation unfolds, we'll discover the legacy of the Monroe College pioneers like Miss Mildred, Allison King, and Mr. Harry Jerome, whose vision and tenacity shaped the fabric of Monroe. Through Marilyn's eyes, we will witness the evolution of a school and the enduring spirit of its community. So join us as we pay tribute to the past, celebrate the present, and chart a course for the future of Monroe College. This is episode 2 of 90 Years Strong, the Monroe College Story. This episode will definitely touch your soul.
We are with Marilyn Korfman, and we are in her lovely residence in Florida. And she was a teacher with us in the year 1951. And we are going to get a little history from her this morning about her stay at Monroe. So, Marilyn, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I was a teacher at the Monroe School of Business. I don't know how I got the job, whether I was advertised or I just walked over because I lived in the neighborhood. I graduated from Hunter College in 1951 and was hired immediately to teach Greek shorthand and typing. At that time, Mildred Allison King was the director. Harry Jerome was her vice president. Her father was involved in the business. And I remember all the teachers who worked there. Lange Koppelman taught accounting. I taught shorthand. My friend Grace Labruzzo taught typing. And I remember the office help, May Stern, Louise, and Mary. Those are the names I remember. The school was located on Boston Road, adjoining the RKO Chester, over Strauss Tires, and a wonderful luncheonette where we got the best egg cream in the Bronx and the best BLT sandwich. I worked from 9 to 5. I was able to walk home for lunch, and I really enjoyed my stay there. In 1952, I was appointed to Evander Childs High School as a substitute teacher, but I continued working at the Monroe School of Business at night. They had night classes. In the year 1951, the GI Bill was still in effect. And at that time, we had many veterans from World War II who were enrolled either at night or during the day. And they were wonderful students because they were very well motivated and they really wanted to learn. I continued working there at night. I taught in the daytime, and I don't know how I did it. I guess I was young and had the strength then.
The one thing I want to say is it's remarkable, your memory at this point, seriously.
I try to keep my mind active because I do crossword puzzles.
Right.
And I play bridge and canasta, and I think that helps. Also, I guess a little is genetic.
So what do you remember about Mildred Allison?
Mildred Allison King, I think it was King at that time, she sat in her office and, oh, I remember a switch with all the plunks and everything that we had to pull, and I was petrified because she was on the phone a lot, and I was petrified that I would disconnect her or do something terrible to her. But she was a wonderful woman, very strong, and she really was a forerunner of women in business.
Yeah. She did something at the age of 25 when she started Monroe with 7 students, and she was quite a pioneer for women at this point in her life. She was single. And how about Harry Jerome? What do we remember about Harry Jerome?
What do I remember about Harry Jerome? I guess he was the one who kept in contact with the government on the GI Bill. And he was there every day. He didn't have the same office that Mildred Allison had. He had another office. And his secretary was Mary, I believe.
Mary O'Connell. Mary O'Connell.
And Louise. I don't remember Louise's last name, but she was Mildred Allison's secretary. And May Stern was the office manager.
Right.
I've been in contact with her. I think she may still be alive, and I do have her telephone number.
Ooh.
That might be her neighbor's May Helfgott, and she lives in New Jersey. I don't know if she's still alive, but a couple of years ago, I was in touch with her.
How long did you work there between days and nights?
From 1952 to 1954 at night.
Isn't that great? Just great. So you lived very close by.
I lived on Wyatt Street, which was about a 5-minute walk from the school. As a matter of fact, there's someone who lives in one of the developments in Boynton, and she said to me, "Oh, you recommended my mother took courses there." I don't remember that, but she remembers it.
So you lived really near the Bronx Zoo?
Yes, I could walk to the Bronx.
Now, do you remember, like, Witkin's Delicatessen, which was...
Delicatessen was on 180th Street. I do remember, and I remember Lucille Witkin, I think, went to school with me.
Okay.
I went to PS6.
Right.
And then I went to James Monroe High School.
Okay.
And Hunter College.
And Harry Jerome went to James Monroe High School also.
And that family lived in Parkchester. I remember that very well.
And I was born in Parkchester, and that's where we stayed, and then eventually we moved to Riverdale.
And I moved to Riverdale also. I lived at Skyview.
Oh, sure. Okay. I know it very well. We were delighted to have you there at that point in 1951, and we are delighted, and Leslie is next to me, being with you today. This is a real treat for us, and it's really special. And the most special thing is how well you look, how intelligent you are, and how you remember these addresses and all of these dates, and knowing that your husband was an attorney from the Bronx, and I'm still in the Bronx working, and I now work also in New Rochelle. And I'm going to tell you, as when done with this, a little bit of what's happened to Monroe Secretarial School over the years. So we thank you for doing this.
And my pleasure. I'm delighted to do this because this happens once in a lifetime. It doesn't happen very often that you can go back and meet people that you knew years. This goes back 72 years.
72 years, great.
I think it's absolutely special.
And we want to thank you for doing this today. It is really a blessing and very special. Thanks.
We're so happy to be here. I'm the alumni director, Leslie Jerome, of what is now Monroe College. And you have just given us such wonderful memories. You remember the people you worked with. And what once have you said about how the women dressed who went to the school in those days?
Women dressed in dresses and skirts and sweaters and blouses, and they did not wear slacks. Pants were not the mode at that time.
That's right. There were no pants, only dresses, skirts. And now we're getting ready for our graduates to finished their program this year. They'll graduate in June. We are so proud to have 54,000 plus graduates all over the world now. We became, from a city school, we became a college where all the students came from many different states and from all over the world. What kind of advice might you say to a student who's graduating in June about being successful going forward?
I would say to them that if you have a goal, stick to it and follow that goal. Don't give up. Even if you meet adversity, keep going and try again.
I love that, Marilyn. And I'm hoping that everybody who listens to this wonderful video of having Marilyn Kaufman, who was at our school about 72 years ago, I think she gave us the best advice. Thank you so much, Marilyn. We're loving being here and speaking to you.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey through 90 Years Strong, the Monroe College story. We hope you've been inspired by the story shared and the impact of Monroe College. Stay tuned for more captivating episodes hosted by Anne-Marie Ferguson. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to visit our website for more resources and opportunities to connect with fellow alumni. Until next time.